The Marine Corps second-in-command says continuing budget pressures have forced the service to compromise its capacity for investments in cybersecurity. Yet cyber is one of the top priorities for the service. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni has more on the Marine Corps plans.
The military has had to make some sacrifices in the past years to maneuver around budget uncertainty and sequestration cuts. At the same time, military officials are constantly warning that the threat landscape is more dangerous than ever. One of the most pressing threats is cyber. Even former presidential candidate Senator Jim Webb said it was one of the biggest threats to the United States. That's why Marine Corps Deputy Commandant Lieutenant General Robert Walsh says when preparing for the future force, his service is taking risks to invest in cyber. Walsh says the Marine Corps is willing to cut back on its forces to improve cyber and information warfare capabilities. Here's Walsh while speaking at the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
We have to be able to look at this future force to go, we know that in the information warfare area, cyber, space, leveraging space capabilities, ambiguous warfare, PSYOPs, that area there that you're seeing a lot of proliferation in, we know we've got to invest in that area, but where does it come from? So I think the key thing that the Commandant's got is we've got us looking at is he's kind of given us direction to take risk and capacity to be able to ensure that we grow the capability where we need to do. So those trades, taking a look at that, that an infantry battalion may look a little bit smaller in some ways, but you may add more cyber information warfare capability. So that's definitely an area that we're looking at.
The mindset towards cyber is something the Defense Department has been pushing since last year with its Defense Innovation Initiative. The initiative puts an emphasis on cyber, space, and electronic warfare. Within the initiative, DoD has a long-range research and development plan, which invests in programs that will keep the United States technologically superior to its rivals. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has made a few trips out to Silicon Valley to court technology companies. The Marine Corps has taken DoD's new policy to heart. Walsh says the Marines made changes to their principal organization plan for operations. That plan is called the Marine Air Ground Task Force, or MAGTAF. Here's Walsh explaining the changes to the plan to a gaggle of reporters after his speech.
We operate in air, sea, and land, you know, MAGTAF, air, sea, land. Now we're really focused on a five-domain MAGTAF, including cyber and space. So space is a whole other one. That one of the hats I also wear is I'm the commander for Marine Corps Forces Strategic Command, which deals with STRATCOM on the satellite side and how to operate from our space capabilities that we're getting down into our MAGTAFs. So that cyber and space piece is an area we're growing very quickly, not only on the defensive side, but also on the offensive side.
One of the things the Marine Corps is doing to bolster its cyber operations is it's pulling together three top positions. When dealing with capability development, a new position has been created that will consolidate the responsibilities of the Marine Director of Intelligence, the Director of Command, Control, Computers, and Intelligence, and the Chief of Marine Corps Forces Cyber Command. The new position, which was created in August, is called the Assistant Deputy Commandant for Information Warfare. Walsh says the new position puts together three individual stovepipes and integrates them together. Though the Marine Corps is making sacrifices to increase its capabilities, Walsh says there are still technological struggles in the cyber and command and control realm, especially when it comes to communicating at sea.
I think our struggle has been we've been at on land so long that we've got all our systems that work so well on land that they're not able to communicate with the shipboard command and controls. So therefore, a typical Marine would rather get off the ship, get in the dirt, stand up its antennas, get things flowing and information flowing in our own system because we can operate better that way with all the off-the-shelf, urgent UNS capability we've been able to bring in over the last 14 years that you can put in your tent. In a lot of ways, the tent we have today that's on land as a command operating center, a young person today would look and go in that tent and go, wow, I want the joystick, I want to play in there because it's got pretty high-tech stuff. You go back aboard the ship that may only get an upgrade or an integration every 6, 8, 10, 15 years, it's got older technology. And you walk in there and go, well, I don't want to play in this environment. I want to go somewhere else. So us trying to merge those two capabilities, that how quickly we've moved in that tech environment with our C2 systems on those ships, that's a real challenge.
While the Marines are following DoD's cyber message, Senior fellow at the Heritage Foundation, Dakota Wood, thinks further capacity shrinkage could be a problem. The Heritage Foundation recently released the Index of U.S. Military Strength, which measures the standing of the U.S. military services. The study rates the Marines' capacity as weak. Here's Wood on why.
The biggest problem is really driven by a lack of funding and that they don't have sufficient money to maintain manpower that gives them the number of units that we think the Marine Corps needs. So by our calculations based on history and the use of the Marine Corps, they actually need about 36 battalions. For many, many years, they've had 27. But these funding limitations have them shrinking or have shrunk down to about 23 battalions. So we think that they are under strength given what their normal usage is over time.
Even though capacity is faltering, Wood says cyber is essential. But budgets aren't growing, and the Marines need to find funds from somewhere. Wood says the Marines have been investing heavily in modernization plans. The F-35 and replacing their amphibious assault vehicle are just two of the modernization programs. So, the only other place to make a cut to develop cyber is in capacity. At the same time, Wood says cyber abilities can't make up for a lack of troops.
These are modern tools used to prosecute modern warfare, but I just don't think they're a substitute for the number of people and units and equipment that are required to engage in that kind of combat. Terrain is terrain. Occupying a piece of ground or defeating an enemy force, in the end result, I mean, it takes people and materials to do that. So better understanding your environment, a better ability to coordinate and synchronize operations so that you're more effective against the enemy, those are good things, and you don't want to not have them. History of warfare shows that numbers really matter.
Wood says the Marines have two options. Either they can figure out a way to get more out of the budget, or they need to decrease what they're doing for the combatant commands. In Washington, Scott Massioni, FederalNewsRadio.com, and 1500 AM.